Come to Moore Motors in Carroll and see RJ McGarrah today.
Everybody get up.
Everybody get up. 9:18 left in the second quarter. Beale City facing a second 15 at their own 21-yard line after a Lakers sack on first down. And now, right to left across your radio are your Beale City Aggies in the white jerseys, blue pants, a off-gray numbers.
I got another shocker for you so far. Okay. That it's been one of them Fridays. Vassar leads Frankenmuth at the end of the first quarter, 7-0.
Okay.
That's in from Let's Talk Sports.
Wing on each side receiver in the backfield. And they try and get the man loose, and Lakers cuts him off at the 22-yard line. Terrence Dubes leading the charge there, brings down Chase Rowland for basically a gain of a half a yard, maybe a yard. We'll give him a yard. Feeling generous. Brings up a 3rd and 14 now. 9 minutes to go in the second. Lakers still hanging on that one-point lead, 8-7.
Chase Rowland, 5'9", 160-pound junior, and that boy can run as he does fly down the field. And a nice job by Terrence Dubes to wrap him up before he can get moving. 3rd and a long ways coming up for the Aggies.
Dubes now with 4 tackles on the night. Receiver wide each way. Wings in the backfield. Gross under center, back to pass, looking down the field. Cuts to his left to pass, and it is caught at the 27-yard line. But he was on his knees when he brought it down. That's number 44, Austin Cook. So he's going to be shy of the first down by about 9 yards. It's going to be a 5-yard reception. Brings up 4th and 9 now for Beale City.
Yeah, 4th and 9. Again, just a straight-up drop back for Tucker Gross. 3 receivers running down the field. The running backs stay in the backfield for max protection. And let's see if they trust their offense in their own end zone or in their own side of the field. No, they're going to bring out the punt team.
So Beale City kicking this one off. The punter stands at the 15-yard line. He gets this one off. A heck of a punt. Wow. And it's going to bounce at the 32-yard line and take an eggy bounce all the way inside the 35, the 25, and it's going to roll dead at the 19-yard line. A heck of a punt there from Beale City. So they pin Lakers back at their own 19-yard line with 7:34 left in the first half. Lakers, though, leading 8-7.
They do. Lakers playing very well outside of a couple penalties that haven't haunted them yet. And that fumble led to good field position for the Aggies, the only success the Aggies have had so far in this game. But I'm not quite sure what the special team receivers of Lakers was thinking there. I understand you don't want to muff the punt, but a punt kick that far, the coverage team isn't going to get down there that quickly. They just let it go over their heads and bounce all the way back into their territory, dead at the 19-yard line.
7 plays on that drive results in a punt that took 3 minutes and 31 seconds off the clock. Lakers left or right across your radio at the 19-yard line. It's a Dustin Katie on the keeper. A flag flies before it's done. And Katie gets across to the 21-yard line on a 3rd and 4th ditch effort, a 2-yard gain. But we'll see. The play is against a holding against Lakers, so don't even look at that last play. And we're going to march 10 free yards off here against Lakers.
And that hold play come right in the middle of the line of scrimmage. Any one of them big bodies down there could have got called for that holding penalty. Going to make this first down a long one upcoming now for Lakers.
So number 83 for Lakers checks in. That's Ian Snyder. He plays tight end for this offense, defensive end for defense. So now Lakers from the spot on the foul are back at their own 10-yard line. The first down marker's at the 29-yard line, so 19 yards to go on first down here. 7.5 to play before halftime. Lakers 8, Beale City 7. Receiver wide to the right, that's number 18, Brandon Wischlager. He's a sophomore. Power pistol to the right. Pistol is 1 step closer to the center than shotgun. Hand out to Diaz Reyes. Right through, breaks free. 1 tackle. Leaps over the 15-yard line and loses the ball at the end of his run at the 15-yard line. This was not good for the Lakers. Yeah, but they say Lakers, someone jumped on it at the bow of the pile there.
Wow.
Lucky for the green and white. As at the bottom of that pile, looks to be number 21, Terrence Dubes.
Absolutely. And who else better than the senior? But I'm not sure what is going on with Mauricio Diaz-Reyes. That's twice now, basically not taking care of the football. He's making some good runs, leaping over people, doing all the cool stuff, all the fancy stuff. But you got to protect the football because Beale City right now, if you notice, Clark, has really stood those guys up, and they're ripping at the football before they go down and before that whistle's blown. You really got to protect it, especially at the end of the run.
Receiver wide each way, and they're back to pass. Katie in the pocket. He gets flushed out to the near sideline.
Wide open.
Dubes wide open at the 40 to the 45 to the 50, and finally brought down at the 47-yard line of Beale City territory by number 9, Tucker Gross. But this one more likely is coming back. Indeed it is. Another hold against Lakers. That flag is at the 10-yard line. So this will be actually half the distance to the goal line. So don't even look at that last play. It was beautiful indeed. And it's going to be a second down to go from the 5-yard line and a ways to go for a first down.
Yeah, attack on 5 yards to that. It looks like it's going to be second 20 upcoming from their own 5-yard line. Going to make a long pass play like that even more dangerous with the quarterback, Dustin Cady, going to be residing in his own end zone now. But great route running, good pass play there. The protection was pretty good, obviously, with the hold. That helps. But, again, Beale City showing their weakness, and that's in pass coverage. And if they don't get to the quarterback, Katie's finding guys open even deep down the field right now. Wouldn't at all be surprised to see them throw it a couple times to try and get back to the first down marker.
Second in the country mile here. 24 yards to go. Dustin Cady on the keeper himself at the 5-yard line. He gets caught up and maybe out to the 7-yard line if they're lucky, according to the spot. So a gain of 2 brings up now 3rd and 22, tackled by number 56, Jacob Matthews.
Jacob Matthews, 5'8", 170-pound junior. Again, a very quick linebacker playing for the Aggies. Nothing going there, just a little bit of that power pistol to the right side that so far Cady has liked to run using Dubes as a lead blocker. But too many Aggies ready for that same play that Lakers have had success on so many times already this evening.
Third down, 10 in their own territory at the 7-yard line. 5:45 left here in the first half. And it's going to be a back-to-pass. Rolls to his right, lets this one fly to midfield. He has the man open. It is incomplete.
Pass interference.
But the pass interference comes out. Pass was intended for number 12, Brennan Wisner, the freshman. He had coverage all over him, and Beale City got a little too handsy on him, and the flag is right at the 46-yard line, 47-yard line, somewhere in there. So this will be 15 yards marked off, not an automatic first down.
Now, that in coverage there, a senior, Alex Matthews, chasing Wisner down the field. The ball was thrown very well by Dustin Cady. Wisner reacts to the ball, goes up to get it. And basically, Matthews was running downfield with his hands up in the air, making no effort to find that football. And when Wisner went up for the ball, contact was made. And all number 30 had to do, he's saying, like at basketball, all I did was stand up there straight. But you cannot make contact with the receiver unless you're making a play on the football, and he had his back to the football. He didn't know where it was, and that's where the 15-yard penalty is going to come into play. Let's see what happens from here.
And that rule was changed 2 years ago. It's not an automatic first down anymore like you see in the NFL. It's now third down, 7 to go from the 22-yard line. First down markers at the 29. Power pistol to the right, receiver wide at the right. That's Wischlager. And number 7 brings it in. That's number Seth Bowles on the end around, and he gets stopped for a loss of a yard by number 44, Austin Cook of Beale City. And the Aggies read that one right from the get-go, brings up a 4th and 8.
Well, they try to sneak that reverse back to Seth Bowles in on the Aggies defense, and fooled me once, but not the second time, Clark, because they were all over at Seth Bowles, nowhere to go. And 4th and 9 upcoming for Lakers. Punt team coming on the field.
That is 3 straight possessions in this game that will have resulted in a punt. Beale City stands to their own 41, 42-yard line awaiting this punt from Terrence Dubes. This one's up. It's a high fly ball to second base and bounces at the 40-yard line. It takes a Beale City bounce to the 35. Brought in by stopped by number 83, Ian Snyder of Lakers. So Beale City, with beautiful and a very short field to work with, with 4:37 before halftime.
Yeah, pretty good looking punt, but it